It's episode 98, and we've got plugins for better avatar management, front-end theme switching, interstitial ads, core control, holiday messages, and comment removal. All coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode of WordPress Plugins A to Z. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be here.
And as I said, this is episode 98, only two to go to the big 100. Almost can't believe we're there almost. So basically, it's quite amazing.
Yeah, I gotta keep my blooper count down because I don't want to make it that easy for you to find that much material for show 100.
Yeah, well, there's plenty coming back from the past. So anyway, first off the bat, little reminders as usual. Don't forget you can find this podcast over at WP Plugins from AtoZ.com. That's where you can pick up all the show notes of what we talk about, and you can get the links to much of what we talk about there too. And also, you can find our show over on Stitcher Radio. Download the app from our website. Just click the link, and it'll take you to where you can download it from Stitcher. And Stitcher has become the great new place on the web. I'm hearing more and more from it from more and more podcasters.
Yeah, it's a great way to consume media no matter where you are. And I've even been using Stitcher in the instance of I've been listening to a plugin or a podcast, rather, that I'm sitting in front of the computer listening to it on iTunes, and I need to go into the kitchen for 20 minutes or so, half hour. I throw on Stitcher, fast forward it to where I was, and I'm right back into the media again. So I really recommend Stitcher on your mobile device.
It's working quite nicely. And also, you can check us out on the iTunes store. Go there, leave us a nice review. That'd be great, even though iTunes is still the majority of the audience, but less so with places such as Stitcher now.
Yeah, and we seem to be making a nice little leap in the rankings as far as in the iTunes store in the U.S. So the recent rash of reviews has definitely helped us, so please keep those coming.
We greatly appreciate it. Thank you. And for a little self-promotion of ourselves, first off, for me, emergency WordPress support. Everyone needs it sooner or later. Well, not everyone, but a lot of people eventually will need it. And when you do, give me a call. I can help you out via screen sharing where you can just sit there and have me guide you through it or watch me work so you can see what I'm up to and learn from it. It's a great service I offer. Nice, easy. I can also help you along. Give you some coaching along the way. Either way, help you out or have me do the work. Rates the same. So check me out at wppro.ca/emergency for quick tips.
Nice, and I'm available for some fast phone consultations. You can find that information at
That's not this. Your first phone call now.
Yeah, not really. MarcusCouch.com/call is where you can get me for any kind of phone consultation, whether that be WordPress, podcasting, SEO, general internet marketing help. I am definitely there to help you out through the new Clarity FM platform. So just head on over to MarcusCouch.com/call.
Excellent. All right, and I have a couple of little quick tidbits here that I just want to talk about real brief. I know I mentioned in the last show that I have a new podcast coming, and I do. It's going to launch at the same time that episode 100 airs for this show. And it's going to be called The WordPress Medic. And what it is, it's a show where I'm going to be discussing in depth how to help you with your ailing WordPress website or just simply help you on many ways to improve your WordPress website. I know we cover a lot of plugins in this show, but what I'm going to be doing in this new show is going in depth into how to use the plugins, what they do for you, how they can enhance your websites. I'm also got interviews lined up with experts from all over the world, and I'm already starting to line up interviews with many different experts to bring them onto the show to give you tips and tidbits. So it's going to be a great show, and it's going to be going out as a weekly event. So make sure you come and check that out when it launches. And also, one other thing is, don't forget, Social Media Camp Victoria is going to be happening. And of course, I'm a blogger over there, a guest blogger. So I've got posts over there. So go check out my posts at socialmediacamp.ca. And please tweet them out, vote on them, leave comments. Let me know that you're reading them. That would be great. I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm going to definitely do that myself. There are a lot of cool happenings as far as WordCamps and meetups and social camps. I've just been going over the schedule. Jeez, it seems like the first 3 months out of the year coming up are just chock full of all kinds of conferences and blog world and everything else. So
everything happens all over.
Yeah, so looks like we got a lot of great stuff, and hopefully a lot of great releases from WordPress and plugin developers will come out in that same time frame as well.
Yeah, I'm thinking of releases from WordPress. The latest version hasn't dropped yet. We're near the end of the week of first week of December.
That's true. What do I got? I got five more days or something.
Oh, is it five more days? Well, if they wait a few more days, I happen to pop in there today. If they wait a few more days, they'll have over 30 million downloads of 3.4.
Jeez.
Because when I looked at it today, it was 29,350,000 or something like that. And it was counting really quick.
I was looking at an infographic the other day that was just stunning, which was 54 million sites on the internet are WordPress based.
Oh, I believe it. It's quite the program, and everyone's thoroughly enjoying the way it works.
Yeah, for the most part, until it doesn't work.
Right? Until it doesn't work. Well, it's kind of like the way people have Windows machines today. They work great until something happens.
True enough.
All right, so this week we have a little bit of listener feedback. We have an analytics question from David. So what we're going to do is let you take it away with your question, David.
Hey guys, David G. here in Washington, D.C. I work for lobbyists and I manage several political websites, and I've moved all of them to WordPress over the last year, and I love your show. I listen to it on the way to work, and I often have to pull over to take notes so I don't forget what you've mentioned. Hey, I have a quick suggestion for some research for you guys. I love analytics, and my clients love analytics. They eat the stuff up. The more I can tell them about how people are using their websites, the better. I know that Google is pretty powerful, but am I stuck with Google Analytics, or are there other plugins out there that maybe work with it or do something on their own? I'd love to know. Anyway, keep up the good work, and thanks a lot. Really appreciate your free advice.
Well, thank you very much, David. We greatly appreciate you listening and tell others about us. And we do have some tips for you here. There are lots of analytics plugins available you can plug into WordPress. But lately I've come to using a couple of really great ones. And one in particular is called Open Web Analytics. And this is a plugin that is an open source plugin. And it's more than a plugin. It can actually be run as a standalone unit. But if you download it from there, you can get the link from our website. And plug it in like you do any other plugin. Turn it on, and it tracks in the same way that Google Analytics tracks. It gives you all the same type of tracking, plus a couple of nice features that I've found. One of the great things it has in it is what's called DOM tracking. And it actually tracks the user clicks on your website. It shows the mouse tracking, where their mouse went across on the page they were looking at, how long they spent on the page, where they clicked on the page, and it also has heat mapping built into it too. It's actually quite the fantastic plugin to add to your site for analytics tracking. And there are a couple other great ones that I use that are just additional. I use one called, name just jumped right out of my head. They're used for tracking daily visitors to my website and whatnot, just some quick steps. And I'll add those into the show notes for you.
Yeah, I agree. I love Open Web Analytics as well. And I didn't know it did the heat tracking and the mouse movement and all that stuff. That's cool. I need to definitely revisit that application.
I use that quite regularly since I started into it to try to figure out what people are doing on my site, where their mouse is going.
Cool. Well, I think that's the only clip we got today. So all of you out there, this is your chance to get your questions answered. So go to wppluginsa2z.com and click on the leave us a message, which is at the lower section of the site as well as on the left-hand side. You can't miss it. And fire up your mic, leave us a question, and we will do our best to help you on the show.
We'll bring you some good stuff. All right, so that's pretty much everything we've got now. So I guess it's time to get into the fun meat and potatoes of the show then, eh?
Time to roll them.
All right, so today's plugins, I've got a few for you. And the first one I've got for you here is called Bulk Comment Remover. And what this is for, and we know no matter how good your anti-spamming plugin is or recapture, whatever, every once in a while, for some reason, the spammers seem to find a way through the walls and load your site up with a whole bunch of spam comments. So what this plugin does, it's very simple and straightforward. You load it in, turn it on, and what it does is it looks for every comment that has not been approved yet and is waiting to be approved, and you can nuke them all in one shot. So make sure that there's stuff you really want to nuke and just nuke them right out of there, because once they're gone, you're not getting them back. But I like it. I have a couple of sites every once in a while, for some reason the spammers slip through, and I have to go in there and remove 20, 30, or 40 comments all in one shot, and I don't want to sit there going click, 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 click. It's easier just wipe them clean with this. And there's a great little plugin. Check it out. It's a bit older of a plugin, but still functions very nice, and I give it a nice 4 Dragon rating.
Very nice. Very nice. I have even written scripts that run as macros in my browser to click select all, delete, select all, delete, select all, delete. So now it's nice that I can just hit delete.
That's it.
All right. Well, the plugin that I brought today is called Better Avatars. Now, I am really kind of sick of gravatars, especially when I've been working on client sites, because then it takes my personal gravatar as the admin of the site, and when I post things, it puts my picture there, and I don't always like that. So I've tried to eliminate that, and thus you lose the functionality of gravatars other places throughout the web. Well, this plugin will replace empty gravatars, or give you the option to replace with images from Facebook, Twitter, or Gmail.
Wow.
Which I thought was pretty cool.
That's nice.
So it lets you kind of pick which picture you'd like. And many of us have various different places that we put different images. And I thought this would be a great plugin to bring to the show. So I rated this one a 4 out of 5. I wish it would kind of also let you have your own kind of in-site gravatar too. Maybe you wanted to just upload something just for the site. It didn't have that option, so thus it gets 4 out of 5.
Still, though, it's a nice step forward from being stuck with the gravatar.
Yep, definitely. So even with the empty stuff, it looks for their email address and tries to automatically, on comments and such as well, associate it with something that makes an image match.
Yes. All right. Well, the next one I've got here, this one is for helping to control a WordPress website and bring any wildness under control. It's called Core Control, and although this is an old plugin, it's still useful for some quick diagnostics and changing a couple things, and then you turn it off when you're finished with it. So the reason I used it is recently I had to help a client fix some usability issues due to his hosting provider having these unreasonable usage allowance. And free hosting, folks, not unlimited, keep that in mind. Some of them have strange restrictions, which is what this client has on a hosting provider. It's got some strange restrictions, and well, that's going to be a story for my new podcast, as I describe that sort of thing. Anyway, I was looking for more ways to control things on his website and make sure that we had all the little tidbits under control that were using up system resources. So you can plug this plugin in and you get the ability to disable problematic system file methods that that WordPress uses for upgrades. You get the ability to disable the upgrades module completely. You also can track what HTTP module that it's using to log in or log out or logging all ingoing and outgoing HTTP requests. It's also got a cron module in it, which is another way for you to go in and check what the cron jobs are scheduled, and you can either remove them or delete them and see what's happening with them. So basically, it gives you several different areas of core components that are happening in WordPress that use up system resources, basically while WordPress is just sitting around. So you can turn it down or tune it down to see if that is part of your problem. And I found it to be useful, not overly useful, but helpful enough so we can tune his website just a little bit more. And we're backing the truck up.
I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. Sometimes it happens. Anyway, I gave it a nice 3 dragon rating, and it's a decent little plugin you can use to just go check out the core components of your website. So give it a try.
Nice. That is definitely cool. I love, unfortunately, a lot of my stuff has unlimited hosting. So,
well, unlimited hosting is not unlimited hosting with many providers. They have their restrictions list. You can only use X number of cycles or X number of, I forget what this one company has a name for it, which is, I'm not even sure what they're basing their usage on. Whether they're basing it on clock cycles or calls to the service, or I don't know what they're basing it on. It seemed arbitrary to me, and the number was so ridiculously low. I mean, he has a website that has less than 100 visitors a day, and for some reason he's going over the cap of their high-end service.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
And it made no sense to me. So.
Well, I have got an outstanding new plugin to bring to the table, and this is something that I've been looking for as far as functionality for years, and this plugin has finally delivered it. It is a mere 2 days old and has only 34 downloads. It is called Interstitial Ads. John, you're familiar with the term?
Not exactly, no.
Okay, well, sometimes you go to a website and you'll get this page that's like an ad, and it'll have a little countdown. Wait 14, 15 seconds for this to close, or just click close.
Right.
And then it gives you the content. So if you've got some sort of special promotion or your own site, your client site, anything like that, a special that they want to do, even if you wanted to maybe sell AdWords or something like that on the interstitial, nice. You could probably do that. So this plugin, Interstitial Ads, is basically an ad manager. It does full page ads that appear before the actual page comes up. So they appear in kind of a separate pop-up window, but it's actually just an HTML5 layer that's on top.
Okay.
And it's inserted between the load and the actual content of the page. So really cool way to do it. Your full page ads obviously are going to get noticed if you have any kind of promotion. You can use both image ads and text ads, and that includes Flash or HTML or YouTube embeds, embed code. You can even use short codes and things like that. You can have a timer on it to wait like 30 seconds or something like that before it's disabled. If you want to have a video that auto-plays, you know, so that they have to watch through the video, that's cool. It has a skip button that you can enable, disable. You can make it so that it only plays one time per user the first time they go to their site. Nice. You can set it on just the home page, or you can set it on every single page, or every page but the home page, which means somewhere along the line, if somebody's indexing an internal article or blog post that gets referenced through Google, they'll actually get your ad before they'll get your content.
Nice.
Kind of cool, too.
Yeah, it's kind of like the ads I run into on many of the websites I go to now.
Yeah, exactly. So it also has multi-language front-end, back-end support, which is great. It's got some custom colors and CSS options, and it does support cache plugins like WP Super Cache and those kinds of things too.
Nice.
So you're not always building that on the fly and reproduce, you know, you're not having to reproduce that page hundreds of times a day or, you know, whatever your visitor count is. But this interstitial ads is something I've been waiting for a long time. And Ujimoto, who is the plugin designer, this roar is for you because it's rated 5 out of 5.
Very nice. That looks like a very great plugin.
It is.
I have to use that one on all my client sites.
Yeah, and it can actually, because of the fact that you can use HTML and such, you can actually make it like a quiz or a lead form right away.
Nice.
Or newsletter sign up, anything. It's cool.
Excellent. All right. So the last one I've got, this is in keeping with the holiday spirit, as I tend to do about this time of year. I start tripping across ways to decorate my website and make it more festive. And I went looking for a new one this year. I mean, I had a couple last year, and I'll probably bring those back again. But this one's kind of nice. This one allows you to do a couple of different things besides just decorate your site. It's called Holiday Message. And it's relatively new. It's only been downloaded 300 and some odd times. And what it does is when they visit your website, they get an overlay, a quick pop-up with whatever particular image icon you choose, be it Santa, an elf, snowman, the candle-holding thing. It just went out of my head.
The menorah?
There we go, the menorah. Thank you. Menorah, whatever holiday-themed icon they provide, I'm sure you could probably add your own to it if you were creative. Plus, you can add a message to it. And on one particular website I use it on, it's a e-commerce website. Basically, what we've done is we've offered up a holiday coupon for them that runs until Christmas. So it pops up and says, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah to you. And what you can do is it tells you here, enter this coupon code when you check out, save yourself some money on checkout. So it's kind of a nice way to do two things at once, make yourself more festive and decorative and offer up something to your visitors. So all in all, great little plugin, works pretty smoothly. I did give it a 4 Dragon rating, so go check it out.
Does the, here's me getting tech on a holiday plugin, but does the message allow you to do any HTML?
I didn't try to put HTML into it, so I don't know. Okay. All I did was enter a quick, simple message with a coupon code to it.
Gotcha. Okay. Excellent. Well, I have another plugin that is going to just blow you guys away. This is called Front End Theme Switcher. Now, we've all seen functionality like this when we go to theme sites, you know, people that sell themes and such, and we can take a look at the different demos, as it were. Well, this plugin lets you do that. So you can basically load in 5, 6, 8 themes, whatever, and let your visitors actually switch themes at their own will.
Nice.
On the front end. So that lets you, I don't know, I mean, I guess you could make different themes according to what they want to see, you know, light version, dark version, different colors, I guess. But also, if you are a theme developer, then this is something that you can use for that. Or if you maybe just have a portfolio or something like that for theme templates or any of that, this may be a good thing for you. Now, in my case, I actually had a site where I wanted the users to actually switch between 3 different themes. And this let them do this. Basically, it was 3 sports teams. So they got to pick in the city. There were, you know, a hockey team, a basketball team, and a football team, which ones they wanted as far as that theme. So this worked out pretty well for that. In fact, it was amazingly well. So any of you out there that have a need for this, this is the perfect thing. I could not find any flaws with it whatsoever, so I gave it a 5 out of 5.
Excellent. Yeah, that's about the only reason I could see for it is what you're using for your site there, so people to choose their own team colors so they can display anytime they visit your site.
Definitely. So, I mean, it's not for everybody, but for those of you out there that have a need for it, this is, it fits like a glove.
Still very nice. I like that. All right. Well, that's all we've got for plugins for you this week. And now for some reminders, don't forget to go over to iTunes and give us a rating. Check us out at blueberry.com or voa.com or the ever-present Stitcher Radio now. And also, this has been episode 98, so only one more show, then we do 100. And that's going to be the fun one.
Nice.
Well, we got some exciting tidbits and tips and stuff coming from way back. I've been listening to the shows going all the way back and going, well, yeah, that's going to be interesting. I can't believe I said that. We need to actually remind the world that I said something like that.
Yeah, well, hopefully there's more of that of you than me.
Oh, there's much more of that of me. Considering I've been here for almost a full 100 and we've only had you since episode 42.
Yeah. Well, let's also talk about some of the other things that are coming up in future podcasts that you and I have kind of talked about, which is we're going to start bringing a few more guests onto the show.
Yes.
But maybe not even necessarily topic-oriented. Maybe we'll just bring another prominent podcaster or a contributor to WordPress as far as the community on board, and maybe we'll just have a three-person session where that person will bring a couple to the table as well, and we'll just kind of go around the table.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, we've got a lot of different format options as far as sticking to themes and such or not, but we'd like to experiment, and no matter what happens, we're always going to be talking strictly about plugins. So, you know, stick with us. Everything beyond 100, we're going to kind of play around with the format a little bit more and bring some more people on to the show periodically, and you know, we know it's going to be fun for everybody because it's always fun for us.
Always fun for us, and sometimes I learn about plugins that I didn't even know existed.
Every week for me, half the time I think I do the show just so I can get a plugins, John Broad.
Yeah, well, sometimes it's just fun for the research. All right, so that's all we got. You guys can contact me on my website at johnoverall.com. You can also email me, john@wppro.ca, and that's all I've got for you this week.
Excellent. Well, you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is @MarcusCouch, and for consulting calls, marcuscouch.com/call.
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This show is copyright 2012, all rights reserved by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.